Brunch with Rachel and Sarah, not the Bible ones. I am Sarah Tenenbein here with the lovely and festive as fuck Rachel G. King.
Yes! Let's see how fast we can talk because we have precisely 23 minutes.
Until the very high in, our very high in demand guest needs to go.
Yes. Our very own Alec Baldwin.
Emily Oliver.
I love when I can talk.
I know.
Yeah. Yay! That Yay. Starts now.
So, and also this is the first time that we're doing an episode in real time. So we are actually recording brunch. Emily and I are having coffee.
It's delicious.
Rachel's staring longingly at it.
No coffee for me.
But anyway, let's get into it. So Emily, hi.
Welcome. Hi, guys.
So what are these boxes in front of us, Emily?
Okay, so basically, I couldn't resist. I was like, I got to have a little Sheepod holiday love.
Yes. Yay.
So I want you guys to open them. They have two little boxes in front of them, one for each of them, and they're practical gifts.
Oh, my God, yes.
I have dog socks. I have dog socks.
My favorite salad is wine socks. Where did you find these?
Oh, my gosh. I got them at Fireworks. It's a super cute store
in
Seattle.
It's so cute. Dogs. It just says dogs with exclamation points.
And periods. Because sometimes you're very serious about dogs. And sometimes you're really excited about dogs. I'm always excited about wine.
Dogs.
Especially always. When someone turns my salad into wine.
You realize that these two socks, yeah, it's like it's perfect. On brand for us.
So well, on brand.
Wine and
clearly,
dogs.
Clearly. I'm all about the image.
I really hope
dogs,
that you.
Wine. Wine. Dogs.
I really hope cheese. That you got cheese socks for yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I have my own festive leggings.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
Wait, is that what you're wearing?
Yes.
Okay. It has
it's
to be what you're
gold
wearing.
Sheet clothing. I'm obsessed. So I met this chick and she as like the creative director, all her stuff is made in California. It's all like fair trade, like ethically made, ethically sourced and all
so
this stuff.
Describe
and
what you're wearing right now. Animals. Or let's describe it because they are red plaid leggings.
Yes. But they're like holiday plaid. They're red and green.
But they're not flannel. They're like kind of a lycra.
Mm-hmm. I pretty much look like a Christmas box.
I know.
Yeah. And it's perfect.
I'm into it.
We're festive.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like the kind of coats that the Scottish dogs wear.
Yes.
Scottish terriers wear.
Yes.
It's that.
I am Jacques.
Yeah.
I am Jacques from Lady and the Tramp.
Yes. Exactly.
That is me.
Jacques. Less.
Minus the stash.
I know.
Yeah. No stash.
Here's hoping.
Should we continue with wearing?
Yeah.
Okay. What are you wearing?
So I am wearing, I'm going to Thailand.
Right.
Woo! With my new boyfriend and I are going to Thailand. 12 days together. That should be very telling. So when I come back, one of two things will happen. And I'm sure we can all guess what they are. One is we will stay together. Two is like, oh God.
Well, thank God we found that out.
I know. Make it's good
break.
To take a big trip real early. Yeah.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. So I bought a new bikini for it.
Yay. It's darling. Yeah. I got a preview.
Yeah. I
so
love it.
It's from Express. Got it on sale, obvi.
Right. And,
clearly.
That's how I roll.
Pulled the Tenenbein on
it. Yeah, I know. Oh, God. I love feeling like winning. So anyway, it's super cute. It's like an eye cat print, and it's like kind of the skimpiest thing I've ever worn in public. So
hey,
we'll
girl,
see what happens.
Hey.
Whoop, whoop.
All that dancing. Why not?
Yeah.
Well, I do like the cutout sides.
Yeah, there's like
cutouts. I mean, it is a bikini, but.
Yeah, it's, yeah. I mean, it's.
I don't want to have the illusion of you wearing this massively like distressed cutout like onesie. Right. No, this is not what
it is. No, this is like, it's like, what is it? Two postage stamps and a metro ticket?
Yes.
Yeah, that's small. So, why not?
And you look hot, so let's do it.
And so
I
feel like.
You'll be in Thailand, so.
I know, and I'm so pale. I feel like I'll just be able to help everyone with their tan. It'll just reflect off of me.
Exactly.
I can hire out my service.
You're such a giver.
I am. It is the holidays, Rachel.
After all.
What are you wearing?
Okay, so we're super international because I was just in Copenhagen.
What?
Ooh.
While I was in Copenhagen, I lost my hat.
That's...
And it made me really sad because it was very cold there and I liked that hat.
Yeah.
It wasn't like anything special. I just really
but
liked
it. But when you like something and you lose it, it's distressing.
It's so sad. I lost it. But then I was like, okay, well now I have carte blanche to buy a new hat.
Yes. In Copenhagen.
So, right, in Copenhagen. So we went to the Tivoli markets, which is now not only the, it always has like the rides and stuff, like the carnival, but it's Christmas.
Yeah.
So
oh,
it
Christmas
also
market.
Has Christmas market inside. I mean, there's Christmas markets ever. I went to all the Christmas markets.
So excited.
She was so happy.
Yeah. We saved Tivoli for Saturday and we went like right as the sun was going down so that we could watch all of the lights come to life. And I found the most beautiful. So all the hats there.
Can I interrupt you for a second and say, you know what's amazing is that now when someone says they love your hat, you'd be like, thanks, I got it in Copenhagen.
I know.
Yes.
Go on.
Well,
that's basically where this is going.
Yeah.
So they're looking at all these hats everywhere, and they're all like, you know, $20 to $30.
Yeah.
And then I pick one up that has, it's white with this soft pom-pom, yeah. And it's made of alpaca.
Yeah.
So, like, the hat itself is made of alpaca. So it was like, I'm like, yes, this is the one. I slam it down on the counter. I'm so excited. And she's like, that'll be 600 kronen da-da-da-da-das, which what is $85.
No.
Well, it's worth it.
You got it.
It's worth it.
Of course I got it. But I did put it back for a minute. It was like, that's too much money. And then I talked myself into it.
Yeah.
Because I was like, if this is the only thing I buy myself while I'm here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then it's not so unreasonable. But the rule for the rest of the trip was that at least once an hour, either my sister or my friend, Sarah Fry, who's yeah. with us, mm-hmm. had to tell me, like, stop and be like, oh, my God, your hat looks so good. So they did that for the rest of the trip to help justify the purchase.
I
feel like, you know, real friends, they really show up for you like
no,
that.
No, they do. They yeah. do. Yes. In your
and
time
encourage
of
your
need.
Choice.
In yep. time of need.
So that's what I am wearing for the rest of my life forever. It's the most expensive hat I've ever owned. Like it's ludicrous.
90 degrees in LA, you'll be like.
I'll be wearing it. Yes. I'm actually glad that we have this cold front coming
we
through
do.
Because I'm going to wear this hat every day.
Yes.
I'm
yeah.
not messing around.
Yeah.
This hat will be worn.
And yeah. I do have to say something because now that I'm in the Pacific Northwest a majority of my time, like, we're sitting there, like, making fun of LA, being like, oh, babes, it's so cold for you. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, it's cold.
It's cold.
Like,
here.
I got in last night and Sarah picked me up at the airport,
it's
which is
like
super
low
sweet.
40s.
It's yeah. so yeah. cold.
For LA, that's
apparently
going
to get yeah. colder.
Wow.
I know.
Huh. As all I'm, the Minnesotans are like, laughing at the God of 20 million degree weather.
No, I might go down to the 30s.
Ah,
I know.
That's crazy.
What will you do?
my succulents.
Well, actually, I know what I'll do.
Yeah.
Because
you're going to wear your
hat.
I'm
going to
wear my hat. But also, in Copenhagen, they drink mulled wine all the
Glühwein.
Time.
You're going to wear your hat.
Glühwein. Yes. And I don't know how to say it, but Glog.
Glog.
L. Yeah, is it just
yeah
Glog?
My sister's over there, okay. and she like,
yeah.
goes crazy for it.
So we drank it all
what is
the
it?
Time. Oh, it's just mulled wine.
Oh, okay.
One, the Glog has brandy and like slivered almonds and raisins in it.
Ooh,
and
delicious.
Then the Glühwein is just mulled wine. So
yeah.
I actually like that better. I
yeah.
like the simplicity.
Yeah.
Of
just you're a purist. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cosplus World Market sells at PS.
That's wonderful to
yeah.
know.
Super cheap.
I also have made it twice in the past 3 weeks.
Oh, jeez.
So,
okay, Martha.
Yeah.
I like
it's
it.
It's really easy to
no
you
deal.
Just like dump a couple bottles in a crock pot, like with some, like two fresh squeezed oranges and then like cardamom.
Is
and
this
cloves.
What you're eating?
Oh, gosh. You are
yes,
the master
is
of
what
drinks. You are the master.
Yeah, I don't mess around with it.
No,
she's like that and her slow cooker and her multiple wine glasses. You do not mess
no.
around.
You're, some of the best food I've had is
sorry.
At your house.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. yeah.
Sarah, what are you eating?
So we went out for my birthday last
we
night.
Did.
It was belated. Yay. And we went to this place called Mercado. There's a couple locations in LA, but basically they have this queso, which I could not stop eating.
Chori queso.
Oh, my
you know
God.
What the chori is for? The
chorizo
that's in it.
I know.
Oh,
also like
my
diced
gosh.
Mushrooms and like spices.
It,
it's
like,
so good.
It Yum. Was, I think it might be the best queso I've
ever
had in my
Hands
life.
Down.
Like, I could not stop
Every
eating it.
Every single time someone's like, we should go for dinner. I'm like, let's go to Mercado. Let's
yeah.
go to Mercado and get the cheese. Let's go to the cheese. Can we get the cheese?
You know where you really want to go? Mercado.
Yeah.
P.S. Los Angelians.
Yeah.
It's to clarify. Sorry. I was just going to say real fast. To clarify, not the Mercado on Fairfax, which is an Ethiopian restaurant. This is a different
right,
restaurant.
Which is also really good.
It's yeah. also very good. You get
but
the whole fish thing.
It's
not
different.
The same thing.
You can't get queso there.
No.
Yeah,
no.
You sure can't.
So, FYI. Yeah. Okay. Aside has ended.
Yeah.
Back to Rachel.
But
that's
yeah,
it.
It
okay,
delicious.
Cool. Sorry.
It's really good.
Yeah. What are you eating, Emily? I mean, mine
garlic.
Is just quick. Yes.
Yes.
Do you
so,
say garlic?
Garlic. Every night I've been eating garlic and
so
it
do
sounds
you eat it
disgusting
raw?
And weird. Yeah.
Interesting.
So you have to be careful. Like I have a little bit of a sensitive tummy.
Yeah.
But it'll hurt
yeah.
if I don't eat it with food.
Yeah.
But I take like half a clove and I cut it in half. Obviously that's half and half.
Yeah.
I'm redundant now. But anyway, you throw it in your mouth and you just pop it down.
Yeah.
Do you chew it?
Well, I tried to swallow one once and it got stuck.
So now you chew
now
it.
I chew it.
Yeah.
Mouth tastes terrible. But
you know
what's
delicious?
Crazy?
Okay, sorry.
It's
ahead.
Getting rid of, so you know how you get like a tongue print and like if your tongue looks kind of weird, it means
yeah.
like you're fighting something or
I've
whatever.
I've never done that before.
Well, it's basically like your system's out of balance.
Yeah.
And it has like helped to put my system into balance.
That's cool.
Interesting.
I know. So I feel great.
Is
I
that
feel
only
like,
true of raw garlic?
I think it is, but even Sarah and Rachel both noticed. They're like, oh wow, you look nice. Like
yeah.
I think
great.
That it's
yeah,
been helping me to
good.
Lose
yeah.
some of the the extra stress weight. Yeah. I think it's actually helping with the cortisol. I don't know. I am not a scientist. There is a disclaimer.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good. I think it's purging out like imperfections in my skin. And like, I feel that my system has totally rebalanced itself.
Yeah.
I love everything about that.
I know. Plus it's like so cheap, guys.
Okay. We need to pause for 1 second because we spoke about Sarah's birthday. So you have to open these presents as quick as you've ever opened anything before.
Okay. So there's two things from Rachel. First one is... Oh my God. It's a Golden Girls tote, which I will cherish forever.
I wanted to get you the one that said Dorothy in the streets, Blanche in the sheets, but I couldn't find a tote I liked. So.
No, but, and also like LA, you always need totes. And I also love that the last name is Rose because it makes me think of Rose.
Rose. It's perfect.
Okay, then second box.
Our battle cry.
So this is from Etsy, clearly.
Yeah.
I'm
not so good with the wrapping.
They did it for you.
They did.
Oh my God.
It is in a box.
Feels like a mug. Feels like a mug. Smells like a mug.
Could be a mug.
It is. It's a Squad Goals mug. By the way.
Isn't this artist's work
this
awesome?
This is amazing.
I love it.
It's basically like cartoon Golden Girls and it says Squad Goals on it. And I love this and I will cherish it. And oh my God, I love you guys so much.
I love you too.
Happy birthday. Okay. Okay. Moving on.
Okay.
First list? Wait.
What?
Watching.
Quick. Okay, I'll go real quick with mine. Nashville is back. It's weird.
Wait, is it back?
So, CMT, but now it's on Hulu.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a little weird.
Why is it weird?
It just doesn't seem like the same
show. It doesn't feel the same.
But it's all the same people.
Yeah.
Writers changed.
Maybe. I don't know. It just seemed dark and weird.
Damn.
I don't know.
That sounds like something I'd like.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. I mean, I'm still going to watch it.
Obviously, I'm not going to quit.
Yeah.
But, you know.
We're too deep now.
And also, like, Raina James would not approve.
Forever.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I am watching Red Oaks on Amazon.
How is that?
No one's heard of it.
No.
It's the best. It's
really?
Like Freaks and Geeks. I swear to God. It's like Freaks and Geeks and Wet Hot American Summer had a baby. But it's not. Like, nothing can touch Freaks and Geeks.
No.
It's, but it's in that, it feels like that.
Yeah.
It's that kind of heartwarm. It takes place in the 80s.
Yeah.
It's at a country club.
Yeah.
It's a reflection
of
you.
Like, the kids who are working there.
Yeah.
Paul Reiser is the rich asshole owner.
Oh, that's perfect.
I know. And all the kids are so, like, all the actors are so, so good. It's the best heartwarm. I've been sick. Clearly, you can hear it forever. So I binged the whole two seasons on Amazon in, two days.
Oh.
Dang.
It's so good. Everyone watch.
Okay. I want to get on this.
Yeah. It's
Emily,
the best, like,
what are you
light
watching?
Heartwarm. It's so good.
I'm watching the opposite of that. I'm watching Black Mirror.
No.
Because you guys know I'm
twist
in One of Us Three.
It's really, actually,
it's really intense.
There's one episode. Have you seen the one with the two women yet? The San Junipero?
I did. I love that
That's one of my, you should watch that.
And you know what's so funny?
It's
when
uplifting.
It's actually really good. I'm not going to
spoil
it.
And if you like
80s
and 90s,
you're
going to
love it.
It's so different from any kind of Black Mirror that I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. It's really excellent.
Well, the first one I saw was the one with the cell phones and how you rate each other.
Oh.
And that was like,
terrifying.
It's social media, though, in real life. I mean,
that's
basically
what
just putting a label on it, you know? So that was really interesting.
Yeah.
And then the San Junipero one, I totally loved. I was watching it the whole time. I was like, this is so stupid. And then all of a sudden, once it hit, I was like, this is so good. I can't stop watching.
It started slow, but it was
I actually like that, though. I like when you get the character development.
Yeah.
And you actually care. So for those who don't know, Black Mirror, every episode is its own kind of show.
It's like a movie.
Yeah. It's like a movie in, 60 minutes?
Yeah. And it's basically modern day Twilight Zone.
Yeah. And it's technological, mostly.
Yeah. Like, what if technology could do this?
The premise terrifies me.
It is terrifying.
It is terrifying, but it's also,
it's so
interesting. The more you know.
I know.
Anyway.
Nope.
I have it. Jury's still out for me on
that
one.
So good.
Let's move on to gross.
Okay.
What's grossing you out?
My endless sickness.
Okay.
It's been 2 weeks. I keep traveling. I've been on 7 planes in the last, 2 weeks.
Oh,
so
honey.
I'm sure that contributes to it.
Yeah.
But it just won't go away. And also, I won't stop doing things. So I'm canceling everything. I'm canceling all my plans for like the next 3 days. And
I think that's a great idea.
Sit at home and watch.
You have to take the time for yourself.
Things.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just never going to go away.
Yeah.
I know. So,
yeah.
But I'm mad about it because it's holidays and I want to be like,
out
drinking
all the time.
Mulled wine. I guess I could still drink mulled wine at home.
You could
if it's
I
good
put
for
lots
you, right?
of orange juice in it.
Yeah, it's the same.
It's vitamin C.
It's the same.
Maybe some extra whiskey.
And I'll just like, then it's good for me.
Yeah,
great.
Totally good. Glad
we had this talk. What's grossing you out?
There's a porta potty basically in my driveway.
Literally.
So the men next door, there's a new crew next door. This might be the fifth crew now because the owner is insane.
And how many years now is this?
2 years of next to this construction zone. And I'm like, Rachel, I bought the house off of my ex-husband in the divorce. I'm like, it was worth it, right? Because I feel like I'm paying for it in ulcers and wrinkles.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. And I'm here to testify. It will be.
So basically, they told me the porta potty is right next to the fence, and they said they were going to move it, and then they disappeared for 2 days. So the next time I see them, I'm going to ask them to move it.
Yeah. You're like, bye.
What is grossing you out?
Okay. The thing that's grossing me out is like, oh, I miss my sister so much. It's so gross. Yeah. Like, I can't handle. She was supposed to be in town earlier, but then like her work, she just is still in. I almost said Amsterdam. Well, she might be in Amsterdam right now. She's still in Luxembourg, the most like glorious of all the countries in Europe. But she's still there, and so it's just been really weird, like the season being able to like fully celebrate the holiday season without having to like run from, you know, one account to the next as much as I have been.
Yeah,
and not have her there.
Yeah,
so that's been gross.
Aww,
I know, super downer. But you know, the good news is she comes in like on the 22nd. So she comes in
on the 22nd. Yeah. And how cool is it that you have a sister that you miss?
I know. It's so true. Yeah. Well, otherwise I just have you guys here. So at least you guys show up. Rosé.
That was terrible.
I know.
We'll get it right at the end.
It usually takes the whole episode for us to get back into sync.
Yeah.
Lovely. All right, let's get 90.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's time.
Listeners, I hope you love our speed episode.
I know.
We are going to keep up?
I'm sure we sound like we're on crack.
I know.
We're not.
Just coffee.
It's just what was Stump House coffee? What was it? Steampunk coffee?
I think it's time to talk about tube tops.
Yes, it is.
I can't believe this hasn't happened. So I put it, I remember now, I put it in the sheet because in Copenhagen, somehow Sarah Fry, like it came up in conversation and we figured out that we both had the exact same metallic pink snakeskin express tube top that we both wore for years.
I was talking about to girlfriends about this, that like your tube top window, I feel like 25 is pushing it.
I would really. I'd say 22 23.
I don't even like wearing strapless dresses anymore.
Me either.
Yeah
it feels kind of weird.
Yeah,
I think strapless is okay on vacation.
In the summer, you know, or on vacation, like
you don't want tan lines.
That's different, but that's also fine. Like you wouldn't wear a bathing suit in like regular life either. No. Vacation clothing is so different. Completely. I wouldn't, you know, like so a little cover up or whatever. That's totally fine. But yeah, I definitely rocked a tube top for a long time.
Ahead.
Yeah,
I had.
I'm like frantically searching for a throwback photo, and I can't find the one I'm trying to find right now.
I had a couple.
Yeah,
and I feel like every girl just goes through your tube top phase.
Yeah.
This was about as risque as it got for me.
I know.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I'm showing a picture of me as Baby Spice with my friends, Carly and Monica and Christina and Andrea. Andrea is a She Pod listener, actually.
Hi, Andrea.
So anyway, we all dressed up as the Spice Girls, and I remember wearing this outfit and thinking, I am so risque.
Yes.
You guys, I always wondered, it's a tank top dress.
Because Brittany like rocked tube tops while she was dancing. I'm like, how does she not pop out of that?
Right. Girl, I couldn't even wear the tube top. That's why I just showed you that picture. I was so self-conscious like back in the day.
I always felt a little naked wearing one.
I know.
Rachel was into it.
Andrea was like, a tube top aficionado.
Yeah.
No, I definitely did. But it's just weird. It's like a wide belt. Know. It's
how did
strange.
That ever come to be a thing?
It's also a very risky outfit choice. It's like, hi, you go for a hug, and it's like, disaster.
Yeah. I had like a tube sundress that I had to get rid of after I had breast reconstruction because it would just pop out, and I didn't know.
Got it.
Yeah.
I was that person.
Yeah.
I had almost.
Did that happen?
Okay.
It was dangerously close a couple times.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm having a moment. Tube top, like bando or like. Tube like down.
Both. I've done both.
Okay, I did. Yeah. I did the long, version. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I actually did that sadly into 2010.
Well, because when belly button rings were like a thing,
right?
It was a belly button ring. Plus
did you guys do your bellies?
Yeah, I had mine for like about 2 weeks.
Oh gosh,
I had mine for a couple years,
and I was living in fear of my mother, so I took it out.
Oh,
like immediately after I got it done. So I have a tiny scar on my belly button. Mm. Yeah, but like
after 2 weeks.
So basically, I went to Israel. And I was 17, and the one thing she told me, she was like, do not pierce anything. So, like, immediately when I got there, I pierced my belly button.
Yeah. Little rebel Sarah.
I know.
Oh, can you imagine, like,
and then I was thinking about, like, how am I going to hide this from her? And I'm like, well, if I take it out now, it'll heal, and she'll have no idea because I was gone for another 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, I did it. I'm going to take it out now.
Oh, right.
And
Sarah.
That was it, and I have a teeny, teeny, tiny scar.
Oh, gosh.
It's almost better. It's nice.
Yeah.
It's like a little reminder of your rebellion.
Yeah, I know.
I feel like my stomach just never showed unless I was at like the lake or on vacation.
That's
there
I've
was
always
never a reason.
I've always hated showing my stomach. I've I know. Never liked it. Yeah. Like bikinis for me, I'm just like, bleh.
But you look amazing.
Oh, well, thanks.
You're welcome. Aww. I got a cool like little preview last night.
Yeah, we did a little fashion show.
As we're
fashion
trying to pack
show.
For
fashion
Thailand.
Show. Fashion show. Fashion show. At
fashion show. Rosé.
Okay. We should get that
anyway,
right.
I know.
But first, where can the people find you on the interwebs? Yeah.
Emily. Oh, wait. Oh, mini announcement, by the way. Emily is launching.
Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
yes.
Lady Business. Emily's launching her Skype / FaceTime business in January. And yay! So we're going to do it together. She's done some test runs with some members of the She Pod AOL chat room.
Who
basically,
love.
She's an unbelievable makeup artist. And you can, you know, she does Mindy Weiss weddings. She does Fashion Week. She does, you know, real people occasionally when I let her stay at my house.
Oh, my gosh. You're so silly.
She's like unbelievable. She's an artist and a painter and she treats makeup like your face is a canvas, and it's just so stunning what she does. And so she'll be offering Skype sessions. So there'll be
that's
a 30
so
minute
cool.
option, an hour option, and then if you live in LA or Seattle, there'll be an in-person option. And so we're launching that business for her, and we're all very excited.
My eyes are welling up. I'm so excited. I'm so touched. I love these guys so much.
Yes.
It's business time.
Business.
You guys, I love you so much.
Oh, and I keep remembering they can't see us. We're dancing.
We're shimmying.
Just
we're
just
shimmying.
No. I'm gonna hill shimmy for the rest
exactly.
of my life.
Me too. With tears.
We're all hill shimmying now. Wait, we really sound like we're on drugs in this episode.
We do, but I'm okay with it.
I think it's because we're so fast.
I know. We're optimized.
We're
at 20
minutes. We're at 20 minutes, like, exactly.
Are you joking?
Yeah, we're good.
See,
really good.
This just proves you can do anything you set your mind to.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, Emily, on that note, where can people find you?
How about Instagram this time? Yeah. EmilyOliver08.
Yay.
Dun-da-da.
Rachel, where can people find
you? At Rachel G. King on the Instagrams, in the Twitters, in the Snapchats, in the Facebooks.
Yay.
Sarah, where are you at?
At Sarah Tenenbein on Twitter and Instagram. And if you enjoy the She Pod, I mean, if you enjoyed this, then
you really need to be
you guys
in the Facebook group.
Definitely need to be in the Facebook group.
Yeah. So go to shepod.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can join us at shepodchatroom.com. Mm-hmm. Go join our Facebook group. It is the She Pod AOL chat room where you can meet like-minded people. It's an absolutely wonderfully supportive environment. Ladies, some gents. But that's really like, I don't even post on a regular Facebook anymore. I just post in the chat room.
Same.
Oh gosh, when I'm having a day, that's where I go. And I just look and I feel better.
It's like my community.
We share our weekly grosses. We share what's, you know, uplifting us this given. I'm having issues. We're sharing what's uplifting us in any given week. But that's really like, I would say, where our bread and butter is in terms of presence on the internet. But if you do enjoy us, if you feel like throwing us a review on iTunes, that would be amazing. Or share us with a friend. But yeah. We love you guys.
On that note, 1, 2, 3.
Rosé!
That was so good.